The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. We are proud to welcome Legoland Florida Resort as the presenting sponsor of Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. On today's episode, I speak with the president of Legoland Florida Resort, Frank Idris. Frank shares the scoop on sea life coming to Legoland, as well as Ferrari Build and Race. He also shares why Legoland is the perfect destination for families. Well, Frank, thank you for being on the podcast.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited. You know what? We were just saying before we started recording that you can't talk about Winter Haven being a premier family destination without talking about Legoland Florida Resort, our premier theme park. And so we're excited to hear about everything that's coming in 2024 and beyond. But before we talk about Legoland specifically, I wanted to hear a little bit about you, Frank. So tell us all the things. Have you always lived in Florida? Did you come here from somewhere else? What's the story?
Yeah, I'm not a native of Florida, but I'm not going to go too far back. But I grew up in Canada. Came to the United States in 2002, and that's because I was in the hotel industry. So I've always been in hospitality working. So we had a reason to go down to Las Vegas. That was a big trip from Toronto.
Furthest west
mm-hmm. we'd ever gone. So that was a good trip. That was a big transition, but yeah, we did that with a young family. Visited and frequented California quite a bit, especially the San Diego area. So we became quite familiar with being there. Mm-hmm. And in 2013, I then took up a position which I didn't think I ever was or I never imagined I'd be working at a theme park. So it was my opportunity to join Merlin Entertainment, which is the parent company that operates all of the Legoland resorts globally.
Right.
We have 10 resorts now across the globe and three that are actually being developed in China.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're expanding and growing rapidly. Yeah. But yeah, that was my opportunity to sort of get into the theme park industry.
Okay.
It was to open up the first Legoland hotel in North America.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's what I did in 2013. That's why I joined.
Okay.
After opening that hotel very successfully, we immediately started planning the second hotel the following year. So the subsequent year in 14, based on all the success from the first hotel, we started planning the second, and we opened the second in 2018. And then I started to... after that year, in 2019, I actually was asked to help operate the theme park side of the business.
Wow.
So that was quite an adventure for me, but the good thing for me is I love learning.
Yeah.
So it gave me an opportunity to really get
new.
Into rides and get involved into that spectrum of operations. And it was last year.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with the former president of Legoland Florida Resort, which was Rex Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He had a conversation with me and asked me if I was interested in coming over to Florida. See, he was taking up he was a quasi regional role at that time, so he was kind of running both, right?
Running
the resort and being a regional managing director for the U.S. So that was a great opportunity for me to jump over here. So I got here. I arrived in Winter Haven in June of last year.
Wow.
Became a local resident. I live over at Raindance right now.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
But I just signed on a house over at Eagle Lake. Very, very close by.
Yes, very close by. That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, you're really just getting into it, you know?
Definitely.
A Winter Havenite.
Yes.
Well, we're very happy to have you. Thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself. So you already said it, but you are the president of Legoland.
Yes.
What does your day-to-day look like?
I would love to say not a lot of meetings, but that's a nature of being in that role, right?
Right.
You have a lot of meetings internally. We're a global business, so we have a lot of meetings, you know, that are conference, not face to face, online.
Right.
So my day can sometimes be 5 to 5 to 7 hours of meetings, unfortunately.
Wow.
But what I usually do, my start of my day, if I'm able to and I don't have any early calls over mm-hmm. with Europe, I will get out in the park before the park opens. That is a goal I have daily to get
yeah.
out there. And that's just so I can see we call them model citizens, our employees.
Yeah.
So I'm out there to greet them, see how they're doing, see how they're getting along with opening the park. It's always a good thing for me to see those opportunities, to have those moments with
right.
our team members.
Yeah. That's really cool. And being able to see the park before it opens is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple media events like early in the morning when like a new ride is happening or something like that. And it's always fun to come to the park when no one's in there and it's just about to open. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I said this at the beginning, there's obviously a lot coming to Legoland this year, and some of the new things, Sea Life and Lego Ferrari Build and Race Experience. So tell us a little bit about those new experiences and what people can expect this year.
Yeah, we're very excited to launch both this year. So Ferrari will launch on I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview.
Ooh, yay.
So you're going to be one of the first to hear that it's the official date that we're launching is March 8th.
Oh, wow.
That's our grand opening date.
That's so soon.
Right, yeah, it's just around the corner.
Exciting.
They're very on track from a construction perspective.
Cool.
So we're confident now in that date. And there will be a lot of media in attendance and a lot of other people coming over. I think there might be some Ferrari owners coming.
Ooh, fun.
Because there is a life-size built Ferrari that is going to be sitting in a garage in that attraction.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that is an exciting attraction for us. It is the fourth that we're rolling out.
Okay.
I actually was in California when we rolled out the very first of its
kind.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Back in 22. So excellent attraction. It's one where children get to see the life-size version of the car built out of millions of bricks.
That's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, taking lots of hours, but then they get to build their own version, test them on ramps quite a bit.
Cute.
Until they go and virtually race them on an electronic speedway.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I think a lot of kids are going to like that.
It is. I think they're going to love it. I think also some parents will love it.
Yes,
any of the
absolutely.
Car fanatics like I am, I'm very happy that we've formed a partnership with Ferrari.
That'll be really cool. And you said March 8th, right?
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And what about Sea Life?
So Sea Life Aquarium, that's going to open up later in the year.
Okay.
We were hoping it was going to be right after summer, but it looks like it might be a bit later in fall season. But it is slated to open this year. Toward the tail end, and it is going to be a fantastic aquarium. We have quite a few of them globally.
Okay.
We have several others in the United States. We actually have one at our sister park in California, right at the entrance where we're putting ours.
Okay.
So as soon as you enter through our gates, the Sea Life Aquarium will be positioned there on your right side. The feature is a 200,000 gallon tank. So it's pretty big ocean tank, and you'll see it from several areas throughout the aquarium.
Okay.
We'll actually walk around it and through it. It's pretty
cool.
It's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Very interactive. We design all of these aquariums for young children.
Right.
Right. With them in mind first. So it marries very well. It pairs very well with our resort and our
mm-hmm.
theme park, since all our age demographic who we gear to are between the ages of 2 and 12. So
right.
It fits right in. There are going to be about 25 exhibits. There are going to be, I would think, I'm going to say it, I'm probably not going to be accurate, but close to 100 different species of fish.
Wow.
So it's going to be a really cool exhibit for our children coming over here.
That's
and our parents.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you mentioned that with Ferrari, but I mean, aquariums are cool for adults too.
Absolutely.
I was just going to say, that's fun. There's something very whimsical and fun about an aquarium.
There is. And calming.
Yes,
so
I'll
share my moments of zen in California. A lot of times were in the afternoon. If I was having a hectic day, I would go in there and watch the fish just to calm down. It has
that's
a calming
actually
effect.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that. So now in Florida, you'll have the same ability
yeah.
by the end of the year to be able to go in there on a hectic day and just cool down and relax. Also, that probably will be good to get out of the sun, you
yes,
know, get to
is.
Go into the aquarium and kind of cool off a little bit.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's a really cool feature. Both are. But the aquarium offers just a little bit of something different. And I'm sure that's a little bit more of an undertaking. Not that Ferrari isn't, but I would think an aquarium is an awfully big undertaking.
It is. It's part of the reason why it's opening much later.
That's
in
what
the
I
year.
Thought. I mean, don't you have to get the fish from somewhere,
you
right?
Do. You do. That's probably the most complicated part
yeah.
of it. Is the building is like any other building that
right.
you're designing. It has to be a certain size to be able to contain all of the equipment and
right.
the tanks. But that process of receiving the fish, they have to quarantine. You have to give
wow.
that a lot of time. It has to be timed perfectly.
Really?
Yeah. And then you have to treat the water in order to accept them so they don't get shocked once they
So
get
there's
transport.
A lot going on for yeah, that.
Absolutely.
Well, we understand, and that's okay. That's something that we can look forward to at the end of the year, to be able to check out sea life.
Absolutely.
So we will be on pins and needles waiting for all of those things, but that's very exciting. And thank you for the little scoop. We love a little scoop on the podcast.
Great.
So thank you for sharing. We would like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 8 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Williams. I'm a physician with Advent Health. I treat patients with a variety of breast disorders and offer screening services for those without breast problems. At Advent Health Medical Group Mammography at Davenport, patient care is our top priority. That's why our office now offers a new mammography experience using 3D Genius mammography exam and the Brevera breast biopsy system. They offer earlier detection and a faster, less invasive process to complete mammograms and breast biopsies. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 863-421-7276.
I also heard that Ninjago weekends are back, and I've been to Ninjago weekends before. I actually was there when Ninjago opened, which was really fun. They actually had the cast of Fuller House there. It was so fun. One of my great memories from being at Legoland. But there's obviously some new entertainment and activities. So what can families kind of expect when they come to Ninjago weekends?
Well, we still have there are weekends now running through February 17th. So the remaining weekends until then, we're still offering all of that entertainment. And really,
okay.
What it comprises of is, first of all, it's a lot. There are a lot more meet and greets with our characters.
Yeah,
yeah. And our new characters this year are Aaron and Sora. For those who are Ninjago fans, they'll know who they
mm-hmm.
are. Along with Lloyd and the other, you know, very recognizable Ninjago characters.
Mm-hmm.
But we also run a special 40. We have a 40 movie theater. So for this time of the year, we feature the Ninjago movie.
Oh, cool.
Mostly,
that's fun.
Right?
That's
to,
fun.
In honor of those days on the weekends, and then we have 5 shows that we run. One show this year is the new and exciting show that I really love.
Okay.
Featuring 8 acrobats and trampoline sort of effects.
Really?
Then having some fighting scenes, right, with staffs and swords. So it is quite spectacular and
That's
very
cool.
entertaining. Yeah.
Well, y'all didn't see it, but my mouth dropped, especially when you said acrobats and trampolines. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of ninjas flying around.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I have 3 nephews, so I'm going to have to take them because, you know, they're all over the place. So
they'll love it.
Yeah, Ninjago just seems like their type of attraction, the shows, all of the things.
I have to say, Lego has done a really good job. So when we look at what Lego provides from an IP and the intellectual property perspective,
mm-hmm.
Ninjago is the strongest one that they've come up with in the last, I would say, in the last 20 years.
Really? Wow.
So
that's
it's
cool.
Yeah, it's become a staple, and it's one of the most popular themed areas in all of our theme
yeah.
parks, right? So it is a very popular and relevant and current, and so the animated features still continue.
Yeah.
And the other exciting thing that we're offering is food. So
we love food.
We do a lot of that now. So I don't think we did as much of it in the past, but now every time we have an event, there are food offerings that pair with it.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
I think for Ninjago, I think we have about 5 limited time offers that are
cool.
in conjunction with that. Yeah. So my favorite is karate chop fries. So like
Fine.
Karate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with a curry flavor to it.
Ooh.
So we add a little curry to it. Those are my favorite.
Okay.
We also have bonsai ramen, which we're offering at another location. So
okay.
there's cool little treats.
Little hints
even
of
our,
it.
Even our apple fries. So every time we have an event, we do add a little twist to our apple fries. So I'll leave that one as a discover.
All right. Well, Frank, I will tell you that this team, this Winter Haven Chamber team, has a problem with the apple fries. It's a thing that we are like, if we're at the park, we have to get apple fries. So we're gonna have to check that out.
I heard something about that. And
yeah.
I'm just as guilty.
It's
hard
addictive.
For me to walk by. And I walk by almost every day.
I was gonna say, you better watch out. That could get a little out of control.
It takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah, I bet
yeah.
it does. That's
yeah.
actually my word for 2024. But that would be hard. I don't know how you do that. So that takes a special person. But that's something definitely to look to look forward to is Ninjago weekends. I think Ninjago is super fun. So I thought I would mention that as well.
Thank you.
So for people who are listening who, well, they don't even have to just be people who live in Winter Haven. This could be for anybody. But what does it look like to be a pass holder at Legoland?
If I, and I'm just going to tell you what I did even when I was living in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. which is a five-hour drive from where that park was.
Wow.
We became annual pass members because you get the benefit even after your second visit.
Right.
All right. So you typically, it even can happen with some of our specials. But so I always, little tip, Black Friday is the biggest sale of the year.
Yeah.
So always watch out. If you want to buy an annual pass,
mark
that would be
calendar.
The best time. Mark your calendar for mm-hmm. it. But usually it's between one or two visits and you've pretty much satisfied what you've had to pay for.
Wow.
And then every other subsequent visit becomes a benefit to you,
yeah.
right, as a past member. But you get exclusive offers, right? So part of being a past member, if you buy the pass type that are at a higher tier, you get parking included. You get
right.
you get exclusive discounts for food and beverage and
cool.
retail. You get other exclusive offers and collectibles and events that you get invited to. So you get a lot more valuable
bang for your buck.
Inclusive bang for your buck. Yeah. So I think it's just the smartest play. If you're going to be within a 1 to 2 hour drive time, I think it's a smart
yeah.
play.
Yeah. And are there different levels for Florida residents and non-Florida residents? Do you guys have levels like that? How does that work?
What we do offer for Florida residents is exclusive discount offers.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So once you satisfy the requirement of showing your ID, then you're entitled to that discount offer.
Okay, yeah. And you can learn about that at Legoland's website, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Just Legoland.com, and if you have your locator on, it'll immediately pop up Florida for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I figured I'd mention that because I think there are probably a lot of people who are in Winter Haven that don't realize what a benefit it is to just go ahead and become a pass holder.
I could agree more. And I tell you, for families with young children,
yeah,
that's where it makes a lot of sense. So, we talk to local families all the time, and they can come weekly, a lot
yeah.
of them, right? It's a perfect sort of afternoon, late afternoon, sort of, you just come for a few hours every now and then. And
that's the beauty of being a pass holder. You just come and go as you want.
Absolutely.
So we will probably end up doing that. Our little girl is about to be 9 months. So we're not quite there yet, but it'll happen before I know it. I'm quite sure.
Before you know it, when she's watching, because remember, we have Peppa Pig.
I know. See, you can do it. You can kind of do it a little bit in advance.
Yeah.
So you can get them while they're young too, at Peppa Pig too.
Absolutely.
So that's a great park as well.
Yep. I've yet to meet a child under the age of 3 who doesn't know who Peppa is and who doesn't get super excited when they see Peppa.
I didn't realize how big of a deal Peppa was until Peppa rolled up into Winter Haven. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Peppa Pig is a big deal.
I think we caught ourselves by surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that was a good thing, I think. It's a perfect place for Peppa Pig. So that's a little plug for Peppa Pig, too, in case you haven't been there. So one of my personal favorite new additions to the park is the Pirate River Quest. I kind of like the homage to Cypress Gardens. So I moved here. So I'm not a native to Florida either. And I moved here from Ohio in 2005. So we were able to enjoy Cypress Gardens for a short time before it closed down. But I have fond memories of the park. So I always think that it's special that Legoland is still honoring the history of the park and all of that. So I think that is a really fun, cool ride. So has it been a huge success? I feel like it would be, but I just thought I'd ask that. How has that been going?
That's a good question. It has been very popular.
Yeah.
So much so that I think we've had some challenges on wait times in the queue.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So, it has been tremendously
popular.
Because
it's actually so when you think about rides, you're waiting in line and then you get on the ride and it feels like the ride goes so quick, you know? But that ride, I mean, that's a good time investment.
That ride is if I'm going to average it, is more than 10 times the length of a typical ride.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't even think about that, that wait times would kind of be hard. And how many people fit into a boat? I mean, quite a few.
It's a maximum of like 8 people.
Okay.
It just depends. It varies, right?
Yeah.
On adult and child ratio. But yeah, let's just say it's 8 people. But we have that challenge, what we call throughput in the industry.
Okay.
How many people can you put through the ride every hour?
Yeah.
So that is a challenge. And the solution that we've come up with, which is not unique to Legoland, is using a virtual queue system.
Oh,
so you
okay.
reserve your time slot
yeah.
and then you don't have to wait in the queue
the
itself
line.
And waste your day. You can go and experience other things. You can go have a meal. You can go to another ride that's nearby and just be on standby and know when your time slot is. So that's what we're actually embarking on launching before the spring break.
Oh, wow. I didn't really even know that. Yeah. I did not put that on here on purpose. I really did not know that.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's cool. Well, I'm happy to hear that it's going so well, that you guys are having to kind of get creative with things. But I like that because then you can kind of go experience some other parts of the park and then come back whenever it's time. Exactly. But that's a really cool one because if you haven't ridden it and you're listening, it's not on a track. It's just in a boat. And I think that that's really cool because there are some like Disney rides that are, you know, in the water, but it's on a track. It's a totally different experience when it's not on a track.
It's a very unique attraction because you're right. It isn't considered a ride by definition because it's not, you're right. It's not guided by a track. It's actually guided by a boat captain.
An actual captain.
Certified boat captain.
Which makes it kind of even more cool. Like it's a pirate river quest.
Yeah. And it's exciting. And you get to count for gems. So there's like everything. One thing that sets our attraction apart, our theme park apart from a lot of others, is that we really encourage interactivity.
Yeah.
Whether that's through actual building models out of bricks yourself, or the fact that we encourage that through all of our rides.
Right.
Whether it's a Ninjago ride itself or anything else that we offer, we want the parents and the children to engage with that actual ride or that experience.
Yeah. So if you haven't been on it, you get to count a lot, which I'm not great at math. So I'm thinking of all the kids who are on there counting. And I'm like, I think I missed one because me and Anna and Sarah Beth and Inga went. I think it was a preview that they were having for the ride. And I was like, I don't think I know how to count right because this doesn't seem right. But it's just a lot of fun to be able to interact with the ride and be kind of silly about it and do all the counting and stuff. So I love that ride. So I'm glad to hear that there are some new things coming.
The Little Pima Kings have 4 locations here in Polk County, Florida, along with 3 locations in Michigan, Ohio, so we can serve you more and save you more. We buy more so we can save you more. We're proud and excited to announce this year the Little Pima Kings Used Vehicle Buying Center, located on Avenue K in the heart of Central Florida. Also, if you get in an accident, the Little Pima Kings will be happy to take care of you at our Winter Haven Collision Center. If you hit a deer, bring it here. If you hit a truck, you're in luck. Come to the Winter Haven Collision Center and let the Low Payment Kings take care of your vehicle. The Low Payment Kings are very proud and excited to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida and one of the fast growing counties in the country, Polk County, Florida. We look forward to serving all the residents of Florida with all your automotive needs. On behalf of the Low Payment Kings, I hope you all roar, soar, and do more in 24.
So this is probably a little bit of a loaded question, but what makes Legoland such a special park? Because it is a very special park.
I think I said one of the reasons is the fact that it is very interactive. The other thing that really sets us apart from a lot of other theme parks in our category is that we're very targeted towards young families.
Yeah.
So we always say that it's the target age range is 2 to 12. It is by design. So all of our rides are not designed to be aggressive thrill rides.
Right.
A lot of them, I love the term that I learned when I joined the company by one of our PR leaders. She coined the phrase pink knuckle rides.
Yes.
Love
yes.
that term.
We have that term in our magazine, actually, for when we talk about Legoland. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Julia Estrada is her name. She gets credit for that.
Okay.
But that's a lot of what sets us apart. Because if you go to a lot of other theme parks, and I'm not going to name our competitors, but they do have more of a broad appeal to broader audiences. And so then you'll get family groups of all ages.
Right.
And you'll get adults, you'll get teenagers on their own. So there's a lot of mixing. And I think as a parent myself, and all my boys are grown now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were first visiting California, that was the first theme park we went to. And we loved it because it's so catered to those types of families. And it's just to say it like it is, we are the only location-based entertainment provider that can actually display anything with Lego. And that's
so
unique,
cool.
Right? So
yeah.
So we offer you the up-close experiences with how models are built.
Which is so cool.
With our master model builders. You get to see the models. You get to actually build models.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the most immersive and interactive experience you can have with the Lego product.
Yeah, I do think that having a park that is, I mean, it's literally built for kids. I mean, that's the whole thing, is a really cool benefit because it's very targeted. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is a definite benefit. And the interactivity, like you're mentioning. I mean, kids, they want to get their hands on stuff.
Well, where else can you go where you as a child can actually drive a car?
You are nowhere.
Driving a car by yourself, sitting in the vehicle, you know, self-directed.
Right.
Same with our boats.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch
sometimes
because sometimes the boats go in circles. But you know what? It's allowing the children to discover for themselves.
Yeah, that's a whole part of it.
And you know, map their own day. And that's what I really appreciated about visiting the park. It's you allowing your child to actually be the person directing the day.
Right. Which isn't normally
really much,
that's not how it normally goes. Well, every time I've taken my nephews, it's not only fun for me, but watching them, I mean, they love it. It truly is built for kids. And that 2 to 12 range is just such a sweet spot. You know, they're so inquisitive and they're so excited about everything. And the Lego part just makes it even more cool. I mean, just going into the park and seeing all the things built out of Legos. You're like, is this even real?
It's fantastic.
How did someone do this, you know, and how long did it take?
Well, that's why I love time lapse video recordings of our models, and we're going to be releasing that soon. So I'll send you the link.
People
watch out for it, because that Ferrari that I'm speaking about, you get to see how that was all built via time lapse. Yeah, and the other thing to say, one thing I forgot to mention is we are probably the best promoter of family togetherness because we don't offer any services to take care of your children outside of you know the park hours. And everything we design allows and offers families to do it together.
Yeah.
So either the child is directing themselves, or it's a family together experience, which I really appreciate.
I mean, especially when we live in a day and age where it's so easy to kind of just like be on our phones and scrolling and be separate.
Right.
When you really, everybody wants, you want to be together with your family and to create these memories. And so having Legoland be the backdrop to those memories is something that we obviously want. We want people to come to Winter Haven and enjoy Legoland and see how special it is for themselves.
Absolutely.
Because there are a lot of special aspects to Legoland. All right, Frank, I got one more question for you. What has been your favorite part of living in Winter Haven? Because you're fresh.
I am fresh. I've only been here for, what is it now, 8 months. I can tell you that it's hard for me to summarize it in one sort of, or give you one example.
Mm-hmm.
I think to start off with, I don't think I've been more welcomed and met more friendly people.
Oh, I'm
one,
glad to
in
hear
one
that.
Place. Yeah. So that is by far the standout to me. But I'm also very impressed with the Winter Haven City Management Group.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I came from the city that the sister park is in California is called Carlsbad. So that was it's also a very well run municipality.
Okay.
But I'm telling you that this rivals that. What I've seen here and the conversations I've had and the plans I've seen and the professionalism that I've experienced is unparalleled.
Wow.
So I'm just impressed with where this city has already gotten to and where it's headed.
I'm going to send them this snippet of the podcast.
Good.
Because our city team, I'm happy you said that. They're really, really special people, and they really care about the city of Winter Haven. So I'm happy that that's been your experience. Well, thank you so much, Frank, for sharing about Legoland and sharing a little bit about yourself. Obviously, we're very happy to have you in Winter Haven in the rain dance. I didn't even realize that. You're experiencing all the new things in Winter Haven. So thank you for taking time to come on the podcast and chat. Is there anything that we missed that you want to mention? It could be about Legoland, could be about Winter Haven, anything that we missed.
Well, I'll do one more selfish plug.
Yes.
And it's back to, you know, again, tips and tricks for those that want to visit the new Sea Life Aquarium or Peppa Pig theme park or the water park are all add-ons, right? So so we have our main park entry. You know, so if you purchase just an admission ticket to the main park, you do not get to enjoy those other additions unless you buy the bundle up option.
Got it.
So we do offer some, and you're going to see some changes in that once, because we're adding another, we call it another gate.
Right.
So we will offer what we call a robust resort hopper ticket
you can
purchase.
Cool.
Or again, if you buy the higher tier passes, everything gets included and you get access to everything. The only challenge that I'll say is the tip is to buy a 2-day ticket. in that situation, because we do offer two-day bundles as well with those resort tickets.
Oh, okay.
Because you won't get you won't be able to see everything.
Yeah,
in one day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, just another reason to stay in one of the resorts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They got the Pirates, the Pirate Hotel.
Right.
They have Beach Retreat, and then the regular one. Right? Am I missing any of them?
No, those are the three.
I think that's the three.
Yeah.
But if you do that, then you can stay there and just make it a whole little trip.
Absolutely. And if you have an annual pass, you get exclusive discounts to stay in the hotel as well.
It is all working together, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You guys have thought of everything.
We try.
Well, if you're listening and you're interested in any of the new attractions, or you want to buy a pass or just a ticket, you can go to LegolandFloridaResort.com, is it?
It's just Legoland.com. And
even better, Florida,
if you want to get right to the right spot.
Yep. Perfect. So if you're listening, be sure to also follow them on social media. They have a great social media presence just to keep up with all the things that are going on. But again, Frank, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been great.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. We are proud to be a sponsor for Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we take great pride in being Polk County's bank, founded and frostproof in 1920 and now in our third generation of family ownership. Our team members also work, live, and give back to the local communities we serve. One of the ways we give back is as a presenting sponsor of Community Fest. This family-focused local event is just one of the activities that makes Winter Haven a premier destination for families. If you're looking for a community bank with a heart for people, I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.